Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started. Hello there and assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to another episode of the My English Matters podcast. I'm your host, Amna, and today we're diving deep into a topic that's so ingrained in our daily conversations and writing habits, filler words. Have you ever caught yourself saying words like like, or you know, more times than you'd like to admit? Well, you're not alone. In today's episode, we'll be unraveling the world of filler words, exploring when they serve a purpose, when they might hinder our communication, and how we can strike that perfect balance. Whether you're a seasoned speaker looking to polish your skills or someone simply intrigued by the nuances of language, stick around, grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's get talking about these fillers. You know, it's interesting how often we rely on certain words, isn't it? In reality, these filler words seem to find their way into almost every conversation we have, especially with close friends. So I use filler words with my sisters and friends all the time. In fact, we recently did a video. I was doing the video with Madam Azima, and we were having a conversation about a specific topic. So since the video was conducted in a more casual and conversational style, I didn't realize that I was actually using a lot of filler words myself. And somebody pointed it out in the comments. They said, Amna, you use a lot of filler words, like the word like when you speak. Now, I usually don't mind getting constructive feedback, but it did make me think, is it truly wrong to use filler words? So many of us, we naturally sprinkle our speech with these filler words without really thinking about it. Imagine if you're having a casual chat with someone and that person never uses words like or well. It just feels a bit weird. And you may also feel weird if you're not using it yourself, right? So these words often get a bad reputation, with many people believing that they don't belong in formal communication. So what's the deal? Now, to truly understand, let's delve into what they are and why they become so ingrained in our speech patterns. So filler words, like I said, they're just little words or phrases sprinkled throughout our conversations. They're not always there for the literal meaning, but they help to bridge gaps or they give us a moment's pause. And yes, if you've ever felt nervous before speaking in public, you probably use them more than you'd like to admit. But filler words are not just confined to nervous moments. They also come in when we are writing. And they may add length without really much substance. So here's a rundown of common filler words. Like, very, really, actually, basically, definitely, literally, just, totally, seriously. Now, when should we avoid using them? So in relaxed conversations or when you're writing down casual thoughts, having filler words just feels right. But you need to know when to use filler words consciously. So in a conversation, like I said, they become the bridge. They prevent awkward pauses and they give our listeners a moment. And they are especially relatable among the younger people. And in writing, they add that conversational touch. They make dialogues pop or articles feel like a chat over coffee. So actually, we use filler words in our writing here at My English Matters, especially in our emails, because we purposefully use them to come across approachable and less formal. It's just part of our branding. So it's all about being intentional and using them consciously, using them when you feel that it's suitable and not using them in certain situations. So when we step into the realm of formal writing or speeches, is different. Filler words, unless strategically placed, can raise eyebrows. Why? Because they might hint at being unprepared, or they might show that you don't have a firm grasp on your topic. So if you want to refine your speech, consider practicing, maybe even recording yourself. It's a fantastic way to pinpoint those sneaky fillers. If you're a writer, you know, using words like very, really, and other words, they have their charm, but just use them sparingly. Make sure you use the thesaurus to find better words or more powerful words to make your writing shine. Some additional tips on how you can minimize the use of filler words. Number one, pause and breathe. When you feel the urge to insert a filler word, pause instead. Take a deep breath, gather your thoughts, and continue. This can help eliminate unnecessary fillers. So like I said before, you would usually use filler words when you're nervous. That's why it's important for you to just speak slowly. Make sure that you're breathing while you're speaking so that you know that when you want to use a filler word, you quickly just pause instead of trying to fill up that pause with the word or like. Just keep quiet. Number two, practice and rehearse. Before any significant conversation, speech, or presentation, rehearse your content. I rehearsed for this podcast so many times, you wouldn't believe me. But the more familiar you are with your material, the less likely you'll rely on fillers when you're unsure of what to say next. Now, a lot of people think that once you're a good speaker, you don't need to practice. But that's just not true. You are a good speaker because of your practice, because you've rehearsed. I always say this to our students. I have never regretted rehearsing before doing a video, but there are times when I've regret not rehearsing. So even though you feel really confident, it's never, you know, you will never regret rehearsing for something. Number three, use visual aids. If you are presenting, using slides or visual aids can help guide your speech. So having a structured outline can reduce the likelihood of going off track and using fillers. At My English Matters, we use slides in our videos when we go live because we don't have scripts and we don't use teleprompters. So having the videos personally helps me to stay on track and helps me to, it becomes a guide for me to come back to my points. Number four, seek feedback. So you can ask a friend, a colleague, or mentor, maybe your husband or your wife, or maybe even your children, to provide feedback on your speaking habits. You know, children tend to be brutally honest. Now, sometimes external perspectives can identify patterns or habits you might not notice, right? So I've had feedback from you guys on our Facebook videos, some good, some bad, but I try to look at them in a way that the feedback helps me to become a better speaker, right? Some people say that I speak too fast. Some people may say that I say too many filler words. So these kind of comments help to make me a better speaker because I know that I still have a lot more to improve and I do want to be a better speaker. Number five, focus on clarity. Aim to convey your message as clearly as possible. So when you prioritize clarity, you naturally become more conscious of the words you use, leading to fewer fillers. So how do you actually focus on clarity? How I would see it is when you focus on the person that you're speaking to. If you're just focusing on yourself, you may lack clarity. When you're focusing on the person that you're speaking to, you want them to understand what you're trying to say. So you would use words that are more relatable. You would try to be concise. And you would do your best to convey your message better, right? So that should be your focus. Number six, engage in conversational training. Consider joining a public speaking or communication course. Just like Communicate with Confidence or Members Monthly. Now, we have monthly speaking practice sessions on Zoom where we put our students in breakout rooms. And then in those breakout rooms, they have activities So our sessions focus on specific topics like conducting meetings, small talk, persuasion, and more. So whether you join my English Masters or not, you know, we really encourage you to go into some specific training because these platforms provide techniques and exercises specifically designed to reduce filler words and improve your overall speaking skills. And number seven, mindfulness and awareness. Be mindful of your speaking habits during everyday conversations. The more aware you become of your filler word tendencies, the easier it becomes to catch and correct them in real time. So what that means is when you are having a conversation or you're presenting, it's good for you to be always aware of your speaking habits. And remember I talked about how somebody said that I use filler words like the word like too much. So once I know that, I'm able to catch myself before I actually say it. Okay, so that's what being mindful is about. So there you have it. Another enlightening episode wrapped up here at My English Matters. We hope today's deep dive into the world of filler words has given you some valuable insights and perhaps a fresh perspective on how we use language every day. So before we sign off, don't forget to share your thoughts with us. How do you feel about filler words? Do you have any personal favorites or ones you're trying to cut down? Drop us a message. We always love hearing from our community. If you found today's episode beneficial, do us a favor, spread the word, share it with your friends, family, or anyone you think might benefit from our discussions. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on our upcoming episodes. And if you're not yet on our email list, make sure you go to myenglishmatters.com and subscribe. We send weekly tips and updates on our courses and workshops. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and remember, every word counts. Assalamu alaikum and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, then join our Members Monthly program where we hold monthly classes and speaking practice. For more info and to register, visit myenglishmatters.com/members.